This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Well, if you want to get healthy, this is the time and this is the place. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with the one and only Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. What do we discuss here on the program? We discuss the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates, how it potentially can help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. We call that our mission statement here on the program. And as always, if you would like to talk to Dr. Molly or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. And as always, we say a very pleasant good morning to
Hi,
Dr.
John.
Molly.
Hey, John, I'm glad to be here live. This week we're on. Okay.
We are ready to go.
I think.
Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us whatever you can about Innovative Medical Associates, what you do,
sure.
And how it's different from what we come to expect from traditional primary care or traditional
care.
That's good.
Okay. So it's easy. We're a group of like-minded providers who work together out of my facility in Marlton, New Jersey. And when I say that, we can do anything a regular primary care can do. If you need a medication, we can prescribe it. We have a medical director, and she can prescribe whatever you need. You need radiology, we can do that. If you need a PT, we've done that. And we actually have a doctor of physical therapy on staff. So we're pretty cool. We can do everything, but our philosophy is very different than traditional primary care in that we want to use the least amount of the pharmaceuticals to correct your condition, keep you going, keep you healthy, and reduce side effects, not only from the condition that you've come to us in the first place for, but from the medication itself. How do we do it? We use hydration therapy as the vehicle, which is a direct hit of the more natural products like you can get in a health food store.
You know, I've mentioned this before, and it's very interesting how you do it, but you seem to take the time, and more time than most, to really understand what the patient's going through and understand the problem. It does seem like you take a lot of time with that.
We try to do that. It's very, you know, the free consult's very important because that gives me the primer on where we're going with a particular patient. And, you know, the thing about it, John, is today, in today's culture, we're so used to just getting a pill and that's going to correct our problem. Now, don't misunderstand me. You have an infection, you better get an antibiotic. We believe you need to take an antibiotic, but maybe we can deliver that antibiotic by hydration therapy in addition to that, depending on what it is and what kind of condition you have. But again, it's really important to not throw away your medication, but to look at minimizing side effects from medication, whether you deliver it through hydration or you deliver it orally. You want to do it right.
The initial consultation is so important.
Right.
And I want you to talk about what your expectations are and what the patient should expect from an initial consultation.
Well, I want to hear the story. I want to know what brings you to a clinic like ours. And generally, I hear the story. So people tell me, oh, well, it's not just aches and pains, but really what's driving their particular challenge. They come to me, they've had a challenge, whether it's cancer, whether it's autoimmune, whether it's a chronic pain type of condition, these kinds of things. What brings you to us, and what have you done in the past that maybe has helped you a bit but hasn't taken you over the finish line?
So it's really a comprehensive approach.
Yeah, we try to keep it to 20 minutes, but I've been known to go longer than that, particularly if I get interested in a case. And believe me, people come to us with some wild challenges, you know.
What's the most difficult case you ever had?
I think it was a young boy on a lot of opioids from medication, from autoimmune.
I remember that case.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But I've had it since then. It's amazing. You know, some people come in and they think it's their challenge that's giving them the problem. And then you go through the medication list. And my Lord, you're talking about 15 different pills. You're talking about 2 injections. I mean, it is insane. So really, it's very important that people come armed with the information that I need. And I really do try to abridge this to the 20 minutes or so, and then put together a particular treatment plan for them that works for each individual patient.
Speaking of the treatment plan, so everyone is different, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And every treatment plan is customized according to the individual.
Sure.
But what can they expect as far as the treatment plan? Is it 5 treatments? Is it 10 treatments?
Here we go, yeah.
And you get that question every time.
You know, here's the thing. What are we trying to do? Are we just trying to reduce maybe some pain? Then you can probably feel better in as little as 5 treatments. Are we trying to actually help you regain some of your health? Well, that might take 10 treatments. So it depends. Also, if you come to me in stage 4 cancer, well, obviously it's going to take more treatments than that. So it can be in a shorter time period as 5 to 10 weeks, and it can also go on for 30 weeks. It really depends on what the patient wants to do. And by the way, John, you're a lifer, so you know, I try to stay on top. Yeah, you do. So, and there are other people who are, because they've come to us not with one challenge. That's the other thing I love about the free consult. I came in, I talked to you about my cancer, but listen, I'm having rheumatoid. I'm having this problem. I have rheumatoid arthritis now from the chemo. Oh, okay. So what is it that we're going to concentrate on? Well, fundamentally, I like to concentrate on everything you want to concentrate on, and it may take longer than 5 treatments.
And I want you to talk about also medications, because I know with my case, mm-hmm. recently you had changed up the medications.
Yeah, Dr. Pat and I sat down on this. We looked over the records, and she said, listen, this is a real challenge, too. And I said, I know, and I really think that a couple of the medications are giving him more side effects than the problem itself. And she goes, I think, bingo, you're right. So
so what had happened, or what has happened, is that my blood pressure is down.
Yes.
And it's much better. And I just feel better.
Yeah, much better.
Yes.
Look much better.
So, you know, you kind of, talking about the comprehensive approach, you kind of talk about everything.
We try. We want to know everything that's bothering you. And the bottom line is, when you have the philosophy that we do, that everything is related to inflammation and the biochemistry of the body, then we need to change it up and do it right. And we are not afraid to use medications. Dr. Kaska is excellent with medications because she was an anesthesiologist for 30 years before she got in the primary care gig. So it's, she wasn't ready to hang up that stethoscope. So this is a great option.
All right, so now the question, as I ask you every week, and people ask this every initial consultation, does this work?
Well, I would tell you, check my clinic, talk to our patients, and more than that, let's look at the quantitative data. If you come to me with some quantitative data, we see a cancer marker that was high, and after so many treatments, we've seen the cancer marker go down. We've seen lipids go down, right? Your cholesterol, if we're using a chelating kind of thing. We start to see respiration. We see people who come to us with some lung trouble who actually turn out to have a better oxygen level while they're sitting in the chair. So again, we have qualitative data, and more importantly than the quantitative sometimes, how are you feeling? And I ask that every week of every patient.
Let me turn the question around to the patient. How does the patient know, or how can you help them figure out that this is working? Because a lot of times people come in and they have a couple of treatments and they'll say to you, well, I don't know if this is working.
So I tell them my biggest secret, tincture of time. Tincture of time. Listen, when you come to me, your body's been beaten up through inflammation for a long time, right? It's going to take a little bit of time to get you back to homeostasis. And again, it's because I am so focused on the Goldilocks theory. We can't bombard the body, nor can we do too little. We've got to make it just right for you, whoever you are. Not just you, John, but to the guy next to you that may be a little different in the chair, and the woman in the chair all the way down in the bottom of the clinic. So the bottom line is we need to look at each of these people individually and say, okay, did we have any improvement? I love it when somebody says, oh, I had no improvement. I said, well, that's really strange, because when you came in last time, you had to stop to take a breath before you sat down in the chair. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off. You know what, Dr. Molly, you're right. I walked from the car to here without stopping. That's improvement.
Yeah. Yes, and a lot of times people don't realize that.
That's right. So sometimes it's my job to bring it back in focus and say, look at your quality of life. All right, look at your quality of life.
It's about managing expectations.
Correct. And that's hard. Listen, when you don't feel well, guess what? You just don't feel like yourself. I'm a culprit of that. If I don't feel well, I just don't feel well. So I think everything is bad. But it isn't. You know, we got to put our faith in the good Lord. He's the big doctor, John.
Yes. So in general, how many treatments
between 10 and 30 treatments is what people do, and then go down to a maintenance.
And that would be twice a week, once a week,
whatever? Well, it depends. It depends on what brings them to. So obviously, the more serious the case, and we're going to see you a little more often. But again, we've done people once a week, once every other week, and in that time period, they've all seemed to improve.
It is Health Watch every Sunday. We are here for the live version from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. And I'm your host, John DeMasi. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or a medical challenge, well, this is the time to call in. We have some open lines to start the show. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. We are coming up on our first break of the morning, which means that Dr. Molly and I will return with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operator standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you this morning at 9 o'clock. The number 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505. Why do we give out that number here on the show? Because what we would like you to do, or if you are so inclined to see whether this is going to work for you or not, you just call and book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and that's where you're really going to learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you or anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. Again, 856-489-0505 to book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. And, of course, the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Check it out. A lot of good stuff on there. It is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. And we are going to talk about, this is a recurring problem, of course, cancer support. Which you have a lot of protocols for that.
Sure.
But I know you're concerned about reoccurrence.
Yes, John, that's cancer reoccurrence that keeps me up at night. Because, you know, people come to me and they have cancer. And usually that motivates them to look at some other things besides the traditional treatment or whatever. And you know, I believe that we are an integrative facility in that we believe in getting it out. If you need surgery, get the tumor out. If you need chemo, you start the chemo. We'll support you through all of those particular challenges. Radiation will support you through this and maintain a certain element of your health. But I'm always thinking about reoccurrence. I had a patient come in this week and said, Molly, I'm cancer-free. I'm done. A cancer's out. And I say to them, what we must concentrate on now is the possibility of reoccurrence. How do I help a patient minimize reoccurrence? First of all, I don't believe the philosophy is that you're cured of cancer. That's just my personal opinion. Oncologists may have a different opinion. That's okay. They can cure some cancers. But the bottom line is, why does cancer reoccur in patients? Well, I feel it's a biochemical, and it's a the biochemical nature of the body, including the inflammation process. So my job, and I see it as such, is to help you reduce your possibility of reoccurrence by looking at things like the inflammation markers in your body on an ongoing basis. So what we do is we want to not just improve your quality of life while going through the cancer treatment. I want it, that to be a permanent type of thing so that we can keep the body's terrain in good homeostasis, meaning back in balance. For example, people with the breast cancer, I really look at cancer signaling all the time. Actually, I look at it for all the cancers. I look at cancer signaling. And there was a tremendous article that was published about a year ago with the traditionalists finally looking through the breakthroughs of cancer therapy by looking at it, are the cancer cells communicating with each other? Well, my philosophy is I believe that even when they claim that you're in a state of health, you have some cells that may be floating around communicating cancer-like problems. And therein lies the rub. So again, the biggest problem with this reoccurrence is what? Inflammation. It's how we live our life. Not, you can be very conscious about your diet. That's something I hear all the time. I need a good anti-cancer diet. Great. No problem. We have it. All right. Bottom line, though, is what's going on in your body's terrain that is making your body respond to the inflammatory process indirectly? In other words, why aren't we doing the traditional way? If your body has a cut, you want inflammation, right? What you don't want is you don't want the body to have over-inflammation so that it becomes attacking itself, right? So there's a question here. How do we do it? Well, we do that through the hydration therapy. And we do this by continuing patients on a particular protocol for them, depending on what was their treatment plan when they came in to see me.
You know, I'm curious. So let's say you have cancer.
Right.
And then you get the treatment. Your
cancer, my treatment or whatever.
Whatever, yes. Treatment.
Right,
whatever.
That's exactly right.
So you're cancer-free.
In the moment.
In the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you continue
right
to stay cancer-free?
Exactly
what do you
the
have to
issue.
Do?
How do you combat cancer reoccurrence effectively? You combat that by the use of anti-inflammatories that we deliver through the hydration therapy. You can combat this also with things like peptides. And thank God peptides got to go today, on Friday, from the FDA, finally. Some of them. Not all of them, folks, because we have a lot. But at least some have gotten an okay to utilize. So there are ways that you can utilize these through the hydration. And it has to be a very specific plan for your patient. So here's the thing that we do well. Not only do you sit in our facility and come in, you're going to get some guidance. You're going to get some guidance from the nurses in terms of the dietary restrictions you should look at. For example, I look at people's hemoglobin A1C on an ongoing basis. If that starts to rise, what am I saying? I'm saying that your body is making too much sugar. Right? Even if you're within the normal limits, is your body making too much sugar? And is sugar bad for cancer? You bet. You bet. So we need to look at all the biochemical markers that go on in the body. And if you stay in our cancer supportive program, even when you are cancer free, we are going to deliver the hydration in a way to help maintain your ability to stay cancer free.
You mentioned the FDA and the peptides.
Oh, yeah.
And the approval. So how do the peptides work? How do they reduce inflammation?
There are certain proteins that work on the inflammation process. So, again, you have to use certain proteins for certain things. Are we looking to reduce your wounds, sort of cuts, this kind of thing? It all works together. Look, Proteins are used every day. They're smaller peptides are used every day. They're smaller proteins. They can help tame down inflammation. There are certain proteins for certain organs. You got to look at the entire process, John. So it's not just peptides alone. It's things like chelation. Chelation, improving blood flow and oxygenation to certain areas. It's improving your immune system overall. That's what we do when we're looking at tampering down the recurrence possibility. Very, very important. And one of the ways you need to do that is you got to reduce the patient's fatigue level after they've done traditional treatments and even non-traditional treatments. Many times they come back to me and they're pretty well fatigued, right? And they say, well, you know, I just can't get my energy back. That's right. It's telling me the body is out of sequence. We got to help get you back your energy, but not too much, because we're able to tamper down the cancer markers.
You know, you're talking about all of this stuff. The key is, I guess, to keep hydrated. That's one of the things.
How about something else? I just heard from an oncologist who, you know, traditional. They said, oh, you know, we just realized that maintaining a high normal of vitamin D may reduce cancer recurrence in breast. Well, hello, I believe that all along. So my patients, we look at that many times during their stay. In other words, in our protocol, we schedule certain tests, blood tests, that we're looking for. We're looking for the cancer signaling while you're sitting there on an ongoing basis. We're looking for inflammation markers, because we have to customize the plan to go directly to whatever's going on for you. What I'm saying, folks, is let's not get cavalier. When the oncologist tells you you're cancer-free in the moment. But if we don't continue to take a more aggressive approach in the rest of your lifestyle, guess what? You're in trouble. You will have another problem.
I would assume that your hydration protocols, since vitamin D is very important, they include vitamin
yes,
D.
Yes, yes, yes. And they another thing, you want to continue to use vitamin C after your treatment protocol, after your traditional treatment protocols, or wherever you go. Even if you go to some of these, listen, I have patients that fly out and spend $150,000, $65,000. They're in these, you know, quite extensive cancer protocols in Mexico or Venezuela or wherever the heck they go. Yeah, great. Okay, you come back and you're cancer-free. You better maintain that particular homeostasis that you're in, cancer-free, and look back and say, hey, I got to continue that investment I did, because guess what? Just living exposes us to what? Inflammation. The environment, you know, I talk about environmental medicine. The environmental medicine piece of what we do is very important, because we're breathing in, just last week we were breathing in all that smoke. Oh, don't go on the beach, right? You're going to, you know, breathe in. Guess what? You were breathing it in on the way down here to the shore. You were breathing it in Marlton when you walked from the car to my office. Come on. The bottom line is we've got to look at this, and we've got to really combat cancer recurrence effectively by keeping the body's taurine in homeostasis. It's the taurine, dummies. That's the thing. You know, you hear, oh, it's just be aggressive with the cancer, with the tumor. It's not just the tumor. It's the taurine that helps make the tumor. The only thing I can equate it to is you have a bad seed, and the weed's growing and growing, and you pull it out, and you never really get to changing up the soil, right? To change the soil makeup, and maybe, you know, they're holding down the soil from making these weeds, right? And that's what we have to do. We have to look at the personalized point of this and say, what in this particular patient may be contributed to them having cancer in the first place?
We have a lot more to talk about, not only on this subject, but other subjects as well, and we invite you to stay tuned. Our program is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here live version every Sunday morning, 8 till 9, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. If you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, or you have just a question, feel free to call us at right now, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are coming back with more of today's Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and again, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. And the number, 856-489-0505. Again, 486-489-0505. When you call, it is very simple. You book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. It doesn't cost you anything. And that's where you're really going to learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how it can potentially help you. It's very, very simple. Just book that and stop. You don't have to worry about it. Wonder, well, is this for me or not? Make the appointment, 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. It is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Again, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. We're kind of picking up this discussion. And Dr. Molly, the best thing I guess you can tell us is using a patient as an example.
Sure.
And your longtime patient, Pam,
she's
a
perfect
example
of this.
She's
a perfect example of this. And if she's listening, I would ask her to call in. Here's the thing. You realize that my job is to really enhance the critical role of the immune system in support in cancer prevention. And that's what we're looking to do. Reoccurrence is just another way to say we're looking at trying to prevent cancer as well. Again, this is looking at this. We have to create a favorable environment in an unfavorable environment. If you've had cancer, you had an unfavorable environment. The body was responding to this. So we have to enhance your immune system. Now, I can't do that alone. It's hydration is extremely important because we're able to deliver many things like beta-glucan to enhance your own immune system. But guess what? You have to help me. You can't go home and smoke four packs of cigarettes a day. You can't go home and eat everything you want, including chocolate, and have a spike in your blood sugar. You can't go home and stress yourself to death. There's always stress in our life. We have to learn to utilize things like some meditation or prayer, and you need to help me help you. So it's very, very important that you come to a place like ours that is always looking. It's not just helping our patient through the chemotherapies or the surgeries, recovering from the surgeries or the radiation that you get during the cancer, but more likely changing the body's terrain so that we can continue to be cancer-free in the moment, moment by moment, for the rest of your life. Pam's a great example of that.
And would you explain
why?
Talking about Pam.
Yes.
What did she do?
She eats a very clean diet. I mean, she really sticks to the diet. She buys organic. She eats a lot of fish. She really does. And by the way, she's in the restaurant business too, so I'm sure it's a little tough for them. But I'll tell you what, she's very, very pro action in taking care of her own body. And we need to do that. You've got to help us. When we booster your immune system in the clinic with the antioxidants, with the prooxidants, with things like the anti-inflammatories, because it's always about inflammatory process, you've got to help us when we go home and not fill up on junk food. Like, you can't eat 10 Twinkies and say, oh, Dr. Molly, I'm doing really great. I'm cancer-free. No, can't do it. I'm not saying, look, we're all human. I'm not a nun. I cheat, too. But the bottom line is we've got to be very, very accurate and precise in what we do at home. I'm going to tell you something, John. I am a big walker. I wasn't a big walker when I had a bout of this deadly thing, and I didn't walk as much. I walked in my job, but I really didn't make a conscious effort to continue to walk. Now I walk. That's an exercise. What am I doing? I'm increasing some oxygenation in my body. Cancer hates oxygen. Telling you that right now. So guess what we do? I want to encourage my patients to find things that work within their lifestyle and will augment what we're doing for them in the clinic. Pam's a great example of that, and God bless her.
You know, you're talking about all of these conditions and problems. Do you necessarily, and we talked about this earlier, the environment, do you necessarily change your microenvironment, and how do you do that?
Well, there's only one way to change the microenvironment. That is to use things that will help turn down inflammation. For example, we use things extracted from green tea extract. That is something that we put in the bags. We can use turmeric. We can use ginger. We use curcumin. I use frankincense. So there are many things that we use, but you can't go home and eat two half gallons of Breyers ice cream and think you're going to be okay the next day. Not happening. You've got to understand that the terrain in our body is always changing. Our gut. Our gut is so important. You know, I'm a big believer in enzymes. There was a physician who based his entire cancer protocol around enzyme therapy. He was out of New York. He was a great guy. I subscribe to utilizing enzymes. I myself take many enzymes a day. I won't tell you how many, but I take a lot. And I believe that that helps the body's natural defenses, especially in the gut. I look for certain foods that positively impact cancer prevention. For example, certain vegetables that I look at, like broccoli for women, because it has a form of indole-3 carbinol that we want to use to tone down the estrogen if you have a breast cancer or ovarian cancer. So we may look at this. I moderate soy. I don't like soy. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's good for men either. We help people with their diet, but they've got to do it. There's a certain amount of proactivity that has to be done. And I will tell you, when you come into a clinic like ours, you're already making the first steps in being proactive about maintaining your own body's terrain.
You know, you mentioned ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
My father was guilty of this. 2 dishes of ice cream every night.
Oh, my God, bless him.
Every night.
How long did he live?
74.
Well, that's not old, John. That's not old. Did he die from a cardiac issue or?
Related to diabetes.
Yes. This is what I'm saying. Now, look, if you have a family history, let me tell you something. You have a family history of an autoimmune type of condition like diabetes. Don't you think you're more prone to cancer?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
So what do we need to do? We need to address that, okay, in our treatment plan, as well as, quote unquote, the inflammation related to the cancers. Look, in the end, it's all about what? The devil. Inflammation, I talk about, when it goes out of control, is the devil. They're the little devils in us, like the diabetes, like the smoking, okay, inhaling these toxins that you have every day when you walk into places. I mean, I have 2 air filters that are going all the time in my clinic, right? For the same reason. I know we live in a toxic environment. If we can minimize that, it would be helpful. Our patient makes a proactive response and allows us to minimize some of the things and change some of their lifestyle choices, then we're in good shape.
You were talking about signaling earlier in the
yes.
show. And how do you, other than the tests you have, and
sure.
how do you kind of prevent, when you had the cancer, you're in remission, how do you prevent it other than the testing? Is there any other thing you can do?
Well, yeah, everything we do that changes the environment of the body will help tamper down the testing. But I will tell you this, you want to know early on if that cancer signaling is happening. And then you want to talk to your oncologist. I just had this happen right now. I had a situation where a patient came in, and we did the cancer signaling again for them. They had a first one done right after they had the traditional treatments. They came to me then. And now, all of a sudden, we picked up one. He had 2 types of cancer. We picked up signaling in a blood test showing that one of these cancers is still, the cells, the signaling is still signaling. Guess what? He called the oncologist. They told him, forget about that. Guess what? I put him on a very, very potent anti-inflammatory protocol that has helped the signaling tamper down. And how do we know this? I'm going to run it again in another month or two. We're going to watch this month to month. So if we see this going up, then we're going to get him another oncologist.
How many times do you do the test?
It depends on the patient. We certainly do it right after the chemotherapy, you know, like a month or two after that. And we would expect that to be under control. If it's not, you may have to go back to see the oncologist. But again, if you don't have the tumor, they don't really worry so much. I worry about preventing it, and that's what we're doing.
If you have cancer and you're in remission, what's the number one thing you can tell patients how to prevent it from reoccurring?
I would say, make sure you switch up your diet to include what I talk about, the particular nutraceuticals. I want you to be on certain nutraceuticals all the time. I would be worrying about looking at things like the exercise, not where you're killing yourself to pump iron. You want to be the Iron Man, but we have to do something. And more important than all of that together is coming in for the maintenance in terms of the hydration and reducing your stress level. And that means putting it in the right place. Look, we all have stress. All of us have stress, whether it's family, business, whatever. The idea is, how do you cope with it? Is it good to scream? I did that last week. That's not good. It's not good,
no,
right? It's
no.
not good. Why not widen back and meditate on it and say, listen, put it in God's hands and know it's going to work out. That's the thing. I really believe in prayer. I believe that the good Lord knows a lot that's going on. And if you can really reduce your stress, whichever way that works for you, you'll help minimize your cancer reoccurrence.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here. She is the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We have a couple of minutes left of the show. We still have time to take your calls, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's Health Watch after these words. Back here on Health Watch, and again, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. No, they're not taking a Sunday off. No, they're working. 856-489-0505 is the number. 856-489-0505. When you call, very simple. You book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. You will learn a lot of things about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. It's very simple. 856-489-0505, and the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you have missed any of this morning's show, you want to hear it again, go feel free. Or, you know, you want to hear the whole thing again, sure. We are on this afternoon, our Health Watch replay from 4 until 5 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It is our live version here of Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Bobby in Chester Springs. Bobby, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on with Dr. Molly.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Dr. Molly. My nephrologist wants me to take 500 milligrams of sodium bicarbonate twice
okay.
a day.
Okay.
Can you tell me why?
Well, obviously, he's trying to get your kidney function, I guess. Can I ask a couple questions before I answer that? What was the BUN in creatinine? Do you know?
I don't know what it was.
He didn't tell me.
He said they should keep taking this to keep the body at a certain pH level.
Yeah, that's right. He wants you to be alkaline. That's the point, okay? He believes in the alkalinity. Apparently, he might have been too acidy. But what are you going to a nephrologist for to begin with? Help me out.
Yeah, I know why.
Well, can you tell me?
I'd rather not.
Oh, well, see, I'm sorry.
The problem is, I can't tolerate that sodium bicarbonate. It makes me throw up.
I see. Look,
it's horrible.
Have you ever, why don't you try alkaline water then? Try the alkaline water. There's a couple of brands out that are alkaline in nature, and maybe you won't have to take as much of the bicarb, you know? Try that. Try the alkaline water. It's pretty reasonable, and I think you can get it at any of the food stores, okay, Bobby? And I'm sorry you won't tell me what's going on, but I'd really like to know.
If you're in
kidney failure. Yeah.
All right, Bobby, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We're talking about some patients.
Yeah.
And this is very, you know, one of the things, I feel very fortunate when I come to your clinic, and I feel fortunate when we're on the show, when we talk about situations like this. Here's a young patient you have who has neuroblastoma.
Yeah, she's coming in this week. She's coming in from out of town. And she's being seen at the premier children's hospital. We all know that, right? So I'm thrilled. I'm glad that these people from Midwest realize that we have the best in terms of children CHOP here, right in the city. So she's going over there, and the thing that's the most pressing for them is, and she's had this neuroblastoma since she was a little child, I think 3 years old, found it. So you can see how well she's doing with the treatment plan. However, lately, the platelets have been a problem, given the chemotherapeutics and the radiation, etc. So one of the things I'm going to do is, my whole focus on her is to help maintain a certain amount of her immune system while going through the platelet treatment at a CHOP is about keeping her, maintaining her platelets. So there are a couple of nutraceuticals, which I'm not going to go into today. I'm going to do what Bobby says, which is, I'd rather not tell you what they are unless you come in and see me. Okay. There are some particular nutraceuticals that can help this, and I'm going to deliver these IV or intravenously for her, which is through the hydration. I also want to maintain her body's homeostasis as much as we can, because I'm sure they're going to be doing other things in her follow-up. So she's going to be with me for approximately two and a half weeks.
And this, is she coming in every day?
I would say two times a week, three times a week, and then the other time she'll be at CHOP getting some traditional treatment. Yes.
And what do you think, what's the outcome of this?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the fact that she's done this well since she was 3 years old, trust me, when these children reach a certain point in their life and adolescence kicks in and the growth hormone kicks in, it's very difficult for the pediatric oncologist to maintain their patients. But I'll tell you what, again, I'm going to say, here's a good example of utilizing traditional treatment while helping through this deadly disease.
It is a tough case.
It's going to be an interesting case.
You have a couple of wound patients.
And
interesting.
One was diabetic, one was not. But nonetheless, their wounds were significant, and we cultured them. They had significant bacteria that were gram negative, which makes it difficult to treat. We did this both with the traditional antibiotics for it that showed up in their cultures, and of course we followed it with x-rays, etc., because Dr. Kasker wanted to be on top of this. We don't want them to get the wound at bacteria in their bone. So for osteomyelitis, we're looking at. But I'll tell you, both did so well. So we combined the traditional antibiotic treatment, which would be done by IV therapy, with what we do to maintain your own immune system and get your own mast cells to activate and go after this bacteria and clean it up. And I'll tell you what, we did one heck of a job.
You know, it's interesting. You were telling me before the show about these patients, and I remember my uncle. He went into hospital for a wound, and he never came out.
I believe it.
It's a serious thing.
Oh, it's serious. I'm hoping that Dr. Kasky and I can write these two patients up, because it's small data. It's not a double-blind study, in that we used their own platelets to help do this. But I got to tell you, it looked good. I can thank my nurses. They were wonderful with this patient, because this was done on a daily basis. We had to do this this process. But I'll tell you what, they went home. I feel good about it. They went home on a couple of oral antibiotics just to round this out, and I think we're doing great.
One more. We were talking about signaling at the beginning of the show, and this particular patient that you're going to talk about, testing for the breast cancer patient, Mary.
This is another
interesting case.
Yeah, this is an interesting case, in that she tests positive on the signaling, and we've able to help tone that down. But during this whole time, I went to go back to the oncologist and say, bring this to them. They poo-pooed it, but she never saw a tumor. So I thank God there's no tumor there. Whatever we did with the canceling signaling, which we did, we have a great protocol for that. We tampered it down, and she's 100% still in remission.
And that's a win.
That's a win for us. Again, the signaling. Here we go again. Listen, folks, if I can impart anything to you, the idea is you want to maintain your own homeostasis. Bring your body back to balance, no matter what that looks like. You've got to use the anti-inflammatories. You've got to use antioxidants. You have to use a clean diet. You got to do some type of exercise. Let's get you out for a little walk, something. And doing all of that, I think, will help help you maintain your status as cancer-free.
If you had to leave us with one particular thought or one piece of advice after this morning's show, what would it be?
It would be that I want to look at all the factors that would influence your particular reoccurrence. When you're a patient of ours, that's what I do. And what I would want to do then is I want to help navigate a patient through their journey, no matter what that looks like.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. The number, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. And don't forget the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Check that out. There's a lot of good information on that as well. And don't forget our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and there's, of course, Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great week and a healthy one. We'll talk to you next Sunday, our live version here. Health Watch, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. You take care.
This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.